This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Number 9 is don't believe everything you read on the internet, which is where I got this from.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
We're back to begin hour two. We'll get to Bill Shackleton and the Buzz. Rumya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, hosts of the show. Register for AMI's first ever virtual online event coming up, AMI Connect. Starting at noon, June 3rd, you'll be able to interact and ask questions of folks from across the AMI family of programs, learn about new shows coming to AMI, and now everybody who attends a session that day will also be entered into a random draw for prizes. Woohoo! That's non-AMI staff, as I like to remind Rumya, just in case she's up to something. Register before May 20th, and you'll also be entered into a draw for an Apple Watch. Wow. Register now for this free event at amiconnect.vfairs.com. Rumya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, host of the show, and we welcome in now Mr. Bill Shackleton. Hello, Billy. How are you?
I could sure do with a watch, maybe, but alas, yeah, we don't qualify for that, eh?
I just love winding the staff up with that. I just love it. Oh, it's a great price. That does sound like not for you. It's so much fun, Bill, but it's so true, right? We could use it. Now, Muthan's got two, so just get one from her.
What are you talking about, two?
Oh, I thought you had a new one. Yeah, I was just going to say that wouldn't stand. How do you think I paid partway for the other one?
That's right.
Billy, you got a few great items here to cover off, some interesting stuff, some things I saw earlier in the week, and it'd be good to get some conversation about them. Welcome back.
It would. Let's do this treadmill article. You know, Peloton actually is recalling, and Health Canada and the Consumer Health Agency is recalling a treadmill, the TR02. You may have seen an article earlier in the Canadian press about a U.S. recall.
Yeah.
That's a different treadmill, but I was happy to see a Canadian recall too. Now, the U.S. situation is a little different because the treadmill apparently down there isn't sold up here that is being recalled in the U.S. But apparently what happens is people are pulled into the back of the machine. I don't know how that happens.
Children have had this happen, right?
Yes,
I think one child, unfortunately, was killed with the unit, you know, playing back there or whatever, and something happened. So this had been a warning. And I understand, too, Bill, there's a recall. People are able to get their money back for the unit if they need to get it out of there. There's also apparently a fix. So I don't know what that simply is other than, you know, blocking off the backs and making sure nothing or no one, no pets or anybody can get under there.
Well, I guess what they're maybe thinking of, if you're lubricating the treadmill and you've got your down on your knees and your, and it comes on, and you've got your hand under the belt trying to do your lubricating, that's when you could really cause a problem.
Yeah, I think this is children and going under, so I think it's the way it's designed, maybe the height, maybe everything just is all added up to be a potential hazard. So they would rather, and when you associate something like that with some unfortunate accident, you know it's better to say, hey, look, we're going to cut our losses, get that out of there, and come out with a product that accounts for this and makes it safer. At least that's what I get the impression they want to do, because they're very, very popular right now.
Well, this
very
recall,
expensive.
This, treadmills are. This recall, though, is a Canadian recall. And what it is, as I say, the TR02. And what happens is the screws that hold the console, which, you know, holds all your display and all your touch controls, can come loose and it can fall and cause an injury. And I guess what can happen is it could fall on your foot if you're moving fast. And it could cause you to trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd imagine if it fell and got in the way of a foot catching it, you could slip. You know, like you say, if you're running, you could be in a lot of trouble.
You could. Apparently, there was like 5,513 treadmills sold.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you can do. You can call Paladin, and they will do a free inspection and tighten up the screws. Or you can take the treadmill back to the store. Although I don't know how you do that. I mean, treadmills are. How do you take a treadmill back to a store? I can't imagine
my
people
question.
Doing that.
Huh? Exactly. That's my question. And how did it get to your house in the first place? I mean, I'm coming from a place of never having bought something giant like
this. Well, and we're a different, unfortunately, the reliability for, Bill, myself, to jump in and load it up in our pickup truck and go is
right,
just not
that's
there.
Right, that's not there.
Yeah. Hopefully, though, if you hear this and you have the TR-02, you can tighten up the screws without having
like
to
yourself?
Call them.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it yourself. It's like, or somebody can do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Ron, when you do get the stuff, there's a lot of putting together. People can do, and they're
well, that's
not
what
as difficult.
And I was wondering about that because if it does require you to put certain things together, I'm assuming this part, it being a recall and it having like over 83 incidents of injury, means that this screw wasn't your problem, right?
No.
Like you weren't the one who's supposed to screw this part.
Oh no,
yourself.
It's been you follow the guide whether you're putting it together
yes.
or have somebody come in and set it up for you.
Yeah. One of the things that I would do, rather than is buy a demo. It's already put together because it's very difficult. I've tried to put these things together. You need sighted help to do that. How can you do it yourself?
But you have to have the right, and this is too big, as you said, an item for, first of all, people being able to move around and cart it and carry it. And it's not, they'll tell you, it's not good for it. You want to put it together on the spot because the instrument is fragile in the sense of not necessarily breaking, but the calibration, you can throw it off, you could damage your belt. There's so many things that they'll say, no, don't go mess around trying to, move it from, plus getting through doorways. So I think you get into more trouble that way with a treadmill. And I've always said to people, look, just take the help.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Sir, your next item you might want to get to.
Now, this is one that's going to give you a hoot. Belgium border, Belgian farmer moves border closer to France. Now, this is a very interesting one. It's a hoot. When I set this one up for you, essentially what has happened is a Belgium farmer. So here's the situation. There is two towns, one on each side of the French-Belgium border. A farmer in Belgium, basically what he did was he picked up a stone, which was a border marker, which basically marked the France-Belgium border. He moved it, not knowing that he moved it into French territory.
Right. It's hard to believe for us to stop and say, that's the marker? Like, this is where this is one country and this is the other.
Yes. By the way, this is from, CNN, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently what happened was there was a surveyor walking around, and I guess he saw that the stone was out of place. So he contacted the Belgian authorities, who contacted the French authorities, and they sort of got together and laughed at it. But, it could have been a diplomatic incident. If they thought this guy moved it by, on purpose, it could have been a lot more serious than it actually was.
And why did he move it? Wasn't it something to do with he was doing work on his field and it was in the way of his tractor?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was
just inconvenient.
Inconvenient. So it was laughed at. But here's the thing. The Belgian authorities are telling him to move that back because he can face criminal prosecution if he doesn't.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it could have caused like a international incident. And people had bigger incidents just moving property lines when it comes to some farmers, field. I'm just going to build this fence a little further over and, hey, you're on my property. It's amazing to me that the markers are these stones, right? And even the surveyor coming along and saying, hold on, something's not right. How does that surveyor walking along figure, hold it, that one stone out of all, it's out of place. So I'm sure it's a lot simpler than that. And they'll say, well, it's marked, it's this, you know, it's the specific. But how did you know necessarily catch that it was not where it should be? So that I find interesting. But it's so amazing. The poor farmer just coming along, I'm going to move that darn thing so I can work on this field.
Yeah. I mean, ever since 1899, I think that stone was as a result of a treaty. So luckily, they laughed. Both the officials of both towns laughed at it, and hopefully this will be resolved.
Yeah, well, that's like they say, countries, you know, good neighbors. How about your last one, sir?
Well, this is on Ontario has nominated its first poet laureate, and a two-year term to recognize poets in Ontario. So this guy was influenced by Gord Downie, who, as you probably, as you know, is a tragically hip front man. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what he is saying that he admired Downing's music because, you know, Downing told stories of different people and different events. So with this guy is taking his role seriously. He is going to be trying to inspire Canadian poets to keep writing, to be inspired, to that their work is good. He's going to be holding speaking engagements. I mean, the guy is a motivational speaker anyway. He's written a book called I Am Not My Own Struggles. And basically, with the pandemic going on, poets can't communicate as well. They cannot get their word out. They can't go to engagements. So what are they going to do? So this guy is basically saying to you, it's, you know, do your work, your good work, and, you know, you're not forgotten, even though you're sort of limited as to what you can do and where you can go and this sort of thing. I mean, poets, yeah, they need to go. How are they going to get the word out?
No, definitely. And we see a bit of this in Canada, like, I mean, I guess more, just broadly, of getting more poetry out and poems out and people out who want to write. But it's nice to see something more Ontario-focused, Billy.
Well, yes, it is. And this was passed, by the way, by the Ontario legislature. So,
wow. Well, it's also nice just to see that respect for poets, for different style, too. When you mentioned the late Gord Downie, you just really want to think about, wow, the way people recognize. Thanks, Billy.
Yes, that's right. Thanks a lot. We'll do it again on Wednesday.
Enjoy. And as the man said, join us next Wednesday as Bill's here Wednesday through Friday for The Buzz right here on Kelly and Company. We'll take a break and we'll stick to a little bit of our own entertainment here because it's time for the Chatty Bookshelf. What a better thing to do? Talk anything associated with audiobooks next. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.